He fetched the cards from a table by the door. The boys were jumping up and down with excitement.
"We're going to beat you," said Andy.
"You can try, but I warn you, I'm playing to win." As the game progressed, the rain came down harder and rattled against the windows. Andy and Mike were whooping in triumph as their mother opened the door and came in.
"We won, Mummy! We won!" said Mike.
The boys ran down to the snooker table and began rolling the balls over the green baize. Diana pushed strands of wispy blonde hair behind her ears. She looked out of the long sash window. "Gavin will be absolutely soaked."
"Why didn't you go with them then, Jamie?"
"Shooting's not my thing."
"What is your thing?"
"I don't know," he said, fingering the leather binding on an old book on the shelf.
"Reading, perhaps, and keeping your offspring amused."
"Gavin does his best. He plays cricket with them sometimes." Andy and Mike were chasing each other around the snooker table, sliding on the parquet floor. Jamie took out the book and opened it. "The Tenant of Wildfell Hall. Have you read it?"
"No,"
said Diana.
"I barely have time."